Make your weekend better at Buena Connection Brewing Company. Fresh craft beer, great vibes, and a tap room perfect for kicking back. Grab a pint, bring friends, and enjoy the weekend at Buena Connection Brewing Company. Go to BuenaConnectionBrewing.com. From your morning cup of coffee to that Friday night cocktail, every sip has a story. Whether we're diving into the science of a perfect cold brew, exploring craft beers from around the world, shaking up cocktails you never heard of, or uncovering the wild history behind your favorite drinks, this is the place for anyone who loves what's in their glass. I'm Gary Monteroso, your host, and welcome to Beverage Chronicles, where every episode is worth drinking in. So grab whatever you're sipping on right now, settle in, and let's get into it. You know, friends, there are a few things in the beer world that just make people happy. And right near the top of that list is the beer flight. You know the feeling, four or five small glasses lined up in front of you, everything from pale gold to deep dark brown. It's like the appetizer sampler of the beer world, the Chili's triple dipper, but for adults. And yet somehow, beer flights catch a little attitude from certain corners of the beer crowd. You'll hear it. Oh, flights are for beginners. Just pick a full pour. Ignore all of that. Because a good beer flight isn't just a sampler. It's an experience. It's a chance to explore, compare, and really understand what's in your glass. But here's the part a lot of people miss. There's actually a right way to drink a flight. And it starts before you even take your first sip. Think of a beer flight like a story. Each glass is a chapter. And if you jump straight to the ending, you kind of ruin everything that came before it. That's why most experts will tell you start light and work your way up. Begin with a crisp, delicate beers. We're talking about Pilsners, Kolsches, wheat beers, blonde ales. These styles have subtle flavors, maybe a little floral note, a touch of citrus, a clean, refreshing finish. But those nuances are fragile. If you start with something big, say a double IPA or a heavy stout, you're basically overwhelming your palate right out of the gate. After that, everything else starts to taste muted. It's what people mean when they say you blow out your palate. Once that happens, those lighter beers just don't stand a chance. So instead, you build. You move from light and crisp into hoppier beers, then maybe into sours, and finally into the heavier stuff, the roasted stouts, the high alcohol ales, maybe even a big barley wine at the end. Each step prepares your palate for the next. Now, of course, rules are made to be broken. If there is a beer in your lineup that you're really excited about, go for it. Nobody's going to take your flight away. This isn't wine tasting. No one's judging you. And you don't need to spit anything into a bucket. But you do want to get the most out of the experience. Order matters. Here's another pro tip. Don't be afraid to reset your palate along the way. If you're jumping between very different styles, say from a sour to a stout, it helps to take a sip of water, maybe even a cracker, just to clear things out. It gives each beer a fair shot. Because at the end of the day, that's what a flight is all about, giving each beer its moment. So next time you've got a lineup in front of you, take a second before you dive in. Start light, build gradually, let the flavors unfold, because when you do it right, a beer flight isn't just a tasting, it's a journey.
Welcome back to Beverage Chronicles, where we pour the stories behind the spirits. I'm Michelle Lamb, and today we're breaking down exactly how public relations helps beverage brands grow, not in theory, but on a very real micro level. Whether you're launching a new label, entering a new market, or trying to stand out on a crowded shelf, PR isn't just about press. It's about positioning, trust, and visibility that converts. So let's uncork the key ways PR supports beverage brands. And I'll break each one down so you can see how it works behind the scenes. PR supports sales and distribution conversations. On a micro-level breakdown, starting off with, press coverage strengthens pitch decks for buyers and distributors. Following that, media logos act as social proof during negotiations. And finally, helps shorten the sales cycle by pre-building trust. Why it matters? PR doesn't close deals, but it opens doors and warms the room. And that wraps up today's Beverage Chronicles breakdown on how public relations truly supports beverage brands, from credibility and storytelling to sales and long-term growth. Whether you're a startup distillery or an established brand looking to scale, PR is one of the few tools that builds trust, visibility, and relevance at the same time. I'm Michelle Lamb. Thanks for tuning in, and as always, keep pouring with purpose and leading with story.
I'm Vince Douglas for Beverage Chronicles. If you're all about racking up those Starbucks rewards for a free treat on a gloomy Monday morning, you'll want to pay attention. Starbucks is revamping its rewards program this March. Starting March 10th, members will notice their new status in the app: green, gold, or reserve, along with exciting new ways to earn rewards points or stars, and snag three drinks. We're changing the game with customer-centric perks that set a new benchmark and spark enthusiasm. Starbucks Rewards has always been about building connections, and we're updating the program based on what our members have told us is important, providing quicker, more meaningful benefits that make them feel valued, said Tressie Lieberman, Starbucks Global Chief Brand Officer, in the announcement. This update is a significant step in our Back to Starbucks strategy and will refresh what it means to be a Starbucks Rewards member. The new loyalty program rewards customers for making Starbucks a regular stop, categorizing members into one of three loyalty tiers. Members can also earn more rewards in fresh ways, like reloading digital cards and enjoying double star days. However, there are some new cost limits on the drinks you can redeem at Starbucks. Here's a scoop. On March 10th, Starbucks Rewards members will be divided into three tiers: green, gold, and reserve. These membership levels, determined by activity in 2025, provide different perks based on how engaged you are with the app. Customers can also connect their accounts to other loyalty programs, such as Delta Sky Miles and Marriott Bonvoy, for even more ways to earn. Members who collect fewer than 500 stars within a year start off at the green tier. The perks include a birthday reward that can only be redeemed on the actual day, fun in-app games like Starbucks for Life, and early access to new menu items. Another appealing feature is Free Mod Mondays, which offers a free modification once a month. Green members earn one star for every dollar spent, plus donut stars for digital reloads on their Starbucks card. Once the new reward system is in place, customers who accumulate between 500 and 2,500 stars will be eligible for the gold tier. In this tier, stars won't expire, and there's a bit more leeway when it comes to redeeming that birthday reward. There are also extra chances to earn points, such as double star days, and gold members earn 1.2 stars for every dollar spent. After hitting 2,500 points in a year, Reserve customers will enjoy even more benefits, including a 30-day window to redeem that birthday drink, additional double star days, and 1.7 stars for every dollar spent. There are also all-expense-paid trips and exclusive curated events available. Regarding the rewards members earn, Starbucks is scaling back on unlimited free changes. They're introducing dollar limits for 100, 200, and 300-star redemptions, which could affect your next free coffee. This applies to hot and iced coffee, lattes, cold brew, and sandwiches. You can also use 60 stars for a $2 discount on any item as a new redemption option. Previously, the app allowed unlimited customizations for free rewards drinks, a hidden benefit that many Starbucks fans took full advantage of. If you scroll through your preferred algorithm, you'll come across fan-created recipes that make the most of the chain's syrups, sauces, extra shots, and cold foams. It seems like corporate has caught on. Under the new system, 100-star rewards are limited to $6, 200-star rewards to $10, and 300-star rewards to $16. This means you might have to decide between drink sizes and your favorite cold foams on that next free cup, or pay the difference. The Seattle-based company isn't alone in its rewards overhaul. Dunkin' reformatted its loyalty program last fall, and grocery chains have been experimenting with new incentives to get customers in the door. Only time will tell how Starbucks' new strategy will play out.
For those of us who are coffee lovers, there was a recent study featured in the Journal of the American Medical Association, which gives coffee enthusiasts yet another reason to savor their daily brew. Researchers tracked over 131,000 health professionals in the U.S. for as long as 43 years and discovered that those who consumed more caffeinated coffee had a notably lower risk of developing dementia. And the findings were rather striking. Individuals who drank the highest amounts of caffeinated coffee experienced 141 dementia cases per 100,000 person years, whereas those who consumed the least reported 330 cases. Increased coffee intake was also associated with reduced self-reported cognitive decline and slightly improved scores on cognitive assessments. Interestingly, decaf coffee did not demonstrate a clear connection to dementia risk. So what's the ideal amount? Well, it seems to be about 2 to 3 cups of caffeinated coffee each day. These findings are significant for both coffee lovers and the professionals involved in coffee production. As more individuals prioritize both quality and brain health, the importance of consistency and flavor has never been greater. This is where water plays a crucial role. A cup of coffee is made up as much as 98% water. However, many coffee shops use a reverse osmosis system that strips the water of all substances, including vital minerals needed for optimal extraction and taste. Without these minerals, coffee can end up tasting bland. Moreover, poorly balanced water can harm espresso machines by leading to lime scale buildup. According to the U.S. National Coffee Association, 66% of Americans enjoy coffee daily, with coffee drinkers averaging nearly 3 cups a day. The popularity of specialty coffee is on the rise, with 48% of American adults indulging in it. So we heard from Michelle Lamb from ML Brooklyn Night Media with her report. And then our buddy Vince Douglas was back again talking about coffee and Starbucks. Love that report, Vince. Thank you so much. That is going to wrap up today's episode of Beverage Chronicles. And whether this is your first time joining us or you've been here since, my goodness, since that very first sip, seriously, we thank you so, so much. This show exists because of people like you who just enjoy and geek out over great drinks just as much as I do. If you learned something new today, or if we just made your next pour a little more interesting, well, that's exactly what we're here for. So before you go, if you're enjoying the show, contact us. Follow us at our website at beveragechronicles.com. Leave a review. Share an episode with a friend who needs to up their beverage game. It genuinely helps us more than you know, and it keeps the drinks flowing around here. Do you have a favorite beverage you want us to cover? You have a question? Maybe a hot take, a wildly specific drink recommendation? Again, go to the website at beveragechronicles.com. At the bottom of the page, drop it in the comments. I actually read them. I certainly do. And your next suggestion might just become a part of our next episode. We will have more reports coming up next week. Until then, keep exploring, keep sipping, and remember, life's too short for a boring drink. I'm Gary Monteroso, and on behalf of all of us here at Beverage Chronicles, cheers.